الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Before I start, I'll tell you regarding the nazm that was read. I wasn't so aware that he was reading that, so I can't remember very well. If I'm not mistaken, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah prepared this nazm, this na'at regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wasn't very up to date with all the workings of the Jalsa, so if I had thought of it, I would have sent it out. However, we will inshallah send it out on spiritual light, the nazm. Found it. So I remember I visited England, the family of my ahliya, my wife, the Mufti. He had found this na'at of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimullah, and he prepared it in a nice small book. I then took it, so I saw in the beginning of it, it was written that this is a very beautiful na'at, and many people who read it, they were blessed with ziyara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everyone wanted ziyara. So immediately I took the kitab, it was in the month of Ramadan. Allah tabarakallah was kind. The tajruba which many had, I was also included in that experience. Then I went, I contacted him, I said, Jazakumullah, what we always wanted, Allah blessed us. We will send it out on spiritual light, you also read it. When I came back, I asked my brother Maulana Imran to get the kitab and to translate it also. So, if I had known it, we would have already sent it out, but inshallah, in the next few days, on spiritual light. This is a very beautiful, in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is something that we all would love to be able to see, Allah so inshallah that we will send out. Second thing what he mentioned is sometimes we travel and we are also teaching. That only happened because the madrasa was small, they were hardly teachers, and these students, as soon as they know there's no class, then it's like, they're gone. So to make sure they hear, we would make a phone call. Wherever we were, even at the airport, I had to make a phone call to make sure they're in class. So there was a few times I phoned. I remember one time, we decided to go for Umrah. So it was in the weekend, I think. There was one thing that my friends here taught me. They are very busy people. My first student is, what you call it, 001. That was Dr. Muhammad Manga. He was a student before I was the teacher also. So his number comes before me. He enrolled before the madrasa started. That is a unique thing. I think he also enrolled his progeny also, maybe. Progeny. He mentioned what ambition and what jazba he got. We visited him one time, 12 o'clock at night, because the student was sick. And today also he came to give the bayan, but he's not telling you, he was so calm. But he could hear the message any moment that his wife is delivering the next progeny. All those children in the madrasa. So Allah tabarakallah make it easy for the coming child also. He was a great help to the madrasa. So at that time we decided to make a umrah trip. And he taught me this thing that sometimes you can go for umrah for 3 days. You must also try it. Many people tried it after that. We found it unique. You leave on a Thursday, you get Thursday, Friday, Medina Munawwara, Saturday, Sunday, you're back in South Africa. And you don't see a shop. I remember that time we went. So I said, we only got 2 days. So in the end of the 2 days, he said, you know, the hardest thing of the safar for me is, I never meet my best friend Bin Dawood. He never saw Bin Dawood. There was no Bin Dawood. He said, can I just go make salam to Bin Dawood? I said, this safar, no Bin Dawood. Don't meet Bin Dawood. You should make a safar like that also sometimes. So on that journey, we were at the airport and I needed to teach these boys. So while I was teaching them, it was a chapter of, I don't know what it was, maybe of Jannah, maybe the word jihad came. I just mentioned jihad, and it was Ethiopian Airways, so that one woman was walking past, she looked at me, I looked at her, and she carried on. And I carried on teaching. After a while, somebody else came and said, sir, way of flight is like. So I said, no, it's boarding. They said, yeah, but it changed, you know. You'll have to be somewhere else. So I looked up, I'm wondering, like, there's so much time, what he's so bothered about me. I told my friends, let's go. When we came there, we were in the line. And standing in the line, we came to one point, the man said, oh, why don't you go to that other line? So I said, no problem, I came to that line. He looked at me, he said, will you mind if I upgrade you? So who would like to upgrade it? I said, but I'm not alone, I've got some friends. Yeah, no problem, call them also. I said, where are you putting us? He said, business class. I said, subhanAllah, that's very good.
I'm wondering now as I'm standing there, why he liked us so much in Ethiopian Airlines. They heard the word jihad. That was the reason. They heard the word jihad. We never know. I'm wondering now. They took a time, they went through our passports and they put us. We were the only ones in business class. And in business class they gave each one your two chairs. Only people. Then someone came to ask us something and he realized false flag. He went away. And when we reached, I told him, you know why we got this upgrade? It's because we were teaching at the airport. Kitabul Jihad. So when we were returning now, again they asked me, can't you teach another lesson again? If you want to upgrade, this is the best thing to do. Just give one dars in the airport. So madrasa started like that. Very quickly, what's the purpose of the madrasa? It was a dream of mine that whenever I went for his jalsas, I would see many lovely boys. Then I went to girls' madrasas. Sometimes they would tell the girl, mashallah, she's reading. We would say, we don't want her to read, she'll read. The family would obviously go to the woman's side. And she would get the chance to see the hafiza. But it wouldn't be the most pious hafiza. It would be a hafiza who's a girl in school, university. But Quran still never changed her. Quran never brought her into what is called the meaning of Quran. That troubled me. Then I visited Cape Town. There I saw a madrasa which was established on the principles of Murataha Quran. There they had a law, after you finish matric, you're going into university, give 1 year for Quran. I visited the madrasa, there was about 60 or 70 women, about 30 men. They were all learning. In 1 year they would take you through the whole Quran. Very fast, it was from the morning to the 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock, Monday to Thursday. I was very happy with it. I asked, what's the results? The one boy who was taking me to the madrasa, he said, many of the ulama found their wives through this madrasa. Not because they were sitting in the same class, obviously. What it meant is, that girl was a girl of Cape Town. And the girls of Cape Town, you can ask the boys in the Darul Ulooms of the girls of Cape Town. Even if they fire, they should know about them. That girl heard, there's a chance for you to understand Quran. From where she came in the world of filth, she sat in a class knowing nothing of Islam. Within 1 year, maybe her nahwa and her sarf wasn't so good. But he said most of the girls who entered went into niqab, and they said, we will never go into university. Never. I found a girl who was not a hafiza, but she learned the meaning of Quran. She changed her entire life. And I found girls and boys who are hafiz and hafiza of Quran. They read, they memorize, they know their door so well. But it never stopped them from anything in this world. This troubled me. So I will explain a few points that became the purpose of the madrasa. This was written very beautifully in a kitab of Quran. وَمَعَ اِهْتِمَامِ الصَّحَابَةِ الشَّدِيدِ بِالْقُرْآنِ Sahaba radiallahu anhu had a wonderful attachment to Quran. They loved Quran. They were so desirous of reciting Quran every day. There was so much time they would take out and they would remain with Quran. إِلَّا أَنَّ هَذَا لَمْ يَدْفَعْهُمْ لَمْ يَدْفَعْهُمْ لِلْإِسْرَافِ حِزِّ الْآيَاتِ Despite the unique connection with Quran, it never made them rush in memorizing Quran. For them, the most understanding of Quran, the most important thing of Quran, مِنْ أَهَمِّ أَحْدَافِ التِّلَاوَةِ was for them to see their iman increasing. Was for them to get a shock to make amal. He says the purposes of hifz are indeed many. But a person who's memorizing the words of Quran, it is most important that he understands its meaning. Then he will be able to do what the ayat is saying. Then he will be a true carrier of these words. It should not be that he becomes part of the verse of Quran where Allah Tabarakallah says, you know, there were people in the past. This is unique in Quran. Whenever Allah wanted to shout me and you, he shouted the Bani Israel. But the Bani Israel, they were not going to be reading Quran. Me and you were going to be reading. Whenever he wanted to shout us, he shouted them. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةِ The example of the people who were given the Torah to carry. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا But they never carried it. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ They are like donkeys carrying books. Allah would never want to call me and you a donkey. So I said, they like donkeys. They just carried it. May Allah make that we do not rise on that day. That we were a carrier of something we never knew we carried. وَإِنَّمَا جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَىٰ أَبِي الدَّرْدَاءِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ A man comes to Abu Darda رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ Like how many people come to me and they say, إِنَّ إِبْنِي قَدْ جَمَعَ الْقُرْآنِ You know my son has memorized Quran. When I go for his jalsas nowadays and they tell him, give the certificate, I say, you are half hafiz. Because in the kitabs we have read, they said Quran is word and meaning. He said, you memorized word, what about meaning? I said, I'll give you the full certificate now. But you only half at the moment. You can take the other half when you call it the other half. Every boy who takes 3 years, every girl 3 years to memorize Quran, within 2 years, within that same course, we have seen boys in our madrasa. Madrasa really, this is the first jalsa, because it's only 1 year when I'm here. The first year, like how he said, hybrid it was running. The madrasa was running on hybrid. I was hardly here. I was on the phone. I was at home. He did mention that I took out time to stay with the students. It was not easy at all. Whenever I could find an excuse to go home, I was gone. Whenever. They try to make khidma, but no boy can make khidma like a wife, I can tell you that. It was not easy, so I was never here. Madrasa is running 1 year. In this 1 year, I found students, small boys, they wrote an exam the other day, some of them, they came for a 3 week course, we will discuss this. They picked up the meaning so fast. We have boys who have already gone to like about 5, 7, 9 paras of Quran. They are your normal his boy. They have only finished 15, 20 paras of Quran. We have a hope if they do it, when the time they finish the Quran, at least 20 paras of Quran, they would have already done with the teacher. Is it impossible? The madrasa only started. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ Allah Tabarakallah said, we made it easy. We normally always translated, I translated it in bayan. We made it easy to memorize. But memorize wasn't the real meaning of lizikri. But because we never want to do the other translation because we never have it. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ مُدَّكِرْ is the same zikr. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرْ Indeed we have made Quran easy to take advice. So is there anyone ready to take the advice? Allah mentioned, I've made it easy. It's not hard at all. About five boys came for a course over 3 weeks. It was not even 3 weeks, you call it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and a little of Friday. I did not have time to even teach them. I asked the students, you teach them. At the end of 3 weeks, I said, give them an exam. I asked them, where you all reached? When they came here, he took them from Kula over bi Rabbi Nas, using the system we're using. And they reached Al-Qariyah. They finished Al-Qariyah, then they read Surah Fatiha, then they read Surah Al-Baqarah at the beginning, then they did Ayatul Kursi. That's in 4, 8, 12 days practice. In 12 days, how many? Half an hour. Do they just know the meaning? He gave a test. My family saw the test, she said, you never ever said this paper, I know. Because the students will understand, my imtihan paper comes with no questions. And still some of them don't get good marks. Meaning, I don't set papers. And if I cut, the person already got 95 before I marked the paper. But this boy cut a nice imtihan paper and he marked nicely. And I saw 96 out of 100, 96 out of 100. In only 4, 8, 12 days, a boy could understand at least the basic surahs he's been reading for years. For years you're reading. Alam tara kaifa. Where Allah is saying, didn't you see? And you don't even know what he thinks. He's not asking you to understand me. I'm going to tell the boy, you can't see, it's leaking. And the boy look at me like this. I say, it's leaking, meaning go do something. Again he look at me. What am I to say? The third time, I will myself have to go and sort out the leak. That's what it is. Alam tara, did you not see? Now we're looking at that verse. We don't even know we're supposed to see. Because no one told us it means see. Amazing, Quran will say, Allah, Allah means listen well. Problem is, imagine you tell someone, listen well. But he doesn't even know listen well means listen well. So you say, listen well. And still you're asking like, what? That's where me and you have been for years. Our relationship for Quran really is weak. And may Allah make it that this jalsa is the source of changing this. It cannot happen that I have met so many rivets. So many rivets who already in 1 year have read the translation of Quran entire. And I have met so many people who are now 50 years in Islam and they have not even read one surah what it means of Quran. It's like me and you thought it's not important. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the man said, my son memorized Quran. فَانْزَعْجَ إِنْزَعْجَ. Like, I don't know how you translate it. He shivered. And he said, Allah forgive. Allah forgive. Allahumma ghfir. إِنَّمَا جَمَعَ الْقُرْآنِ مَنْ سَمِعَ وَأَطَاعَ. I will only call that man a hafiz of Quran. Jami of Quran, who heard and he obeyed. I will only call that man a hafiz of Quran, who heard and he obeyed. And thereafter he started saying that just having knowledge, but he complained to himself. He said, I fear that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabarakallah will ask me, Alimta wa jahilta. Oh Abu Darda, first tell me, you knew or you never know? So I will say, Allah, I knew. Says, فَلَا تَبْقَى آيَةٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ آمِرًا أَوْ زَاجِرًا. He says, but then the problem is that there will be no verse in the Quran which ordered or which stopped. And then that verse will ask me, Illa wa tas'aluni fariidataha. He says, the verse will then speak to me. And I say, hey, hold on Abu Darda. You're saying you knew. So I told you to do something, did you do it? Tas'aluni al-amira. The verse that commanded will say, Hali atamarta. I ordered you, did you fulfill? Wa tas'aluni al-zajira. And the verse which told me, stop. It will say, did you stop? At that moment, imagine I tell the verse, I never even knew what you said. I never knew. Go to a jalsa, where you hear people enjoying beautiful recitation. But the answer is not what the ayah is asking. Allah is angry at that moment. And one person say, Ahsanta ya Shaykh. That's not the time to say it. Why? You don't blame the person. He doesn't know what it means. Say, Subhanallah. But that's not the time to say. That's the time to cry. Because if I go in the class and I'm shouting on students, and everyone's smiling at me and say, wah, wah, say it again. I walk out of the class. I say, I rather don't shout to people. Wah, wah. Wah, wah. There are certain times where we shouldn't even answer. See, now what answer are you giving? Are you mocking? All this has happened because our relationship with Quran, with the Arabic language which was our language. It was our language. And it is not so hard to relate with Quran. May Allah tabarakallah make it. I will end with one more narration, then I will speak a little of Quran, and then I'll hand over to Hazrat Maulana. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, "Kunna sadra hadhihi al-umma." We at the beginning of this ummah. وَكَانَ الرَّجُلُ مِنْ خِيَارِ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. We were at the initial part of this ummah. A man who was the best of the companions. مَا أَمَعَهُ إِلَّا السُّورَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. He only had with him one surah. أَوْ شِبْهُ ذَلِكَ. Sometimes even less than one surah. وَكَانَ الْقُرْآنُ ثَقِيلًا عَلَيْهِمْ. Quran was very heavy for him. Quran was very heavy. There was no such thing. You know, my son memorized Quran in 1 month, 7 months, 9 months. Quran was very heavy. وَرُزِقُوا الْعَمَلَ بِهِ. But Allah blessed them with the ability to practice on Quran. وَإِنَّ آخِرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the end of this ummah. يُخَفَّفُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ. Quran will be made very, very light for them. They will take it like a trivial thing. That's what's called light. You know, I go to school in the morning, I just run to the HIPS class quickly, quickly. You know, I've got a good mind. Afternoon is some gym. Gym is carrying on. Ustad, can I go for this activity? Don't worry, tomorrow I'm giving my sabak. Why? I've got a top memory. يُخَفَّفُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنِ حَتَّى يَقْرَأَهُ وَالصَّبِيلِ. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. A child will be reading Quran. Wal a'jami. And the one who doesn't know the language of Quran. The non-Arab will be reading Quran. فَلَا يَعْمَلُونَ بِهِ. He says, but they will not be practicing at all. They will not be practicing. I hope he was not speaking about me and you. I hope he was not speaking. He was not thrilled. Your child is hafiz of Quran. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. He said, it must not become so light, this Quran, that it just becomes one cause. It's just a cause at the moment. Hafiz, hafiz, hafiz. Hafiz, hafiz, hafiz. After learning the meaning, there's still another level after. May Allah make us reach that another level. Abu Aliya, rahimullah, would mention, they would memorize Quran five ayat. Say Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam many a time would come with five ayat. Say Abu Musa al-Shari radiallahu anhu, yu'allimuna khamsa ayat. The one to who everyone's sirat goes up to Abdurrahman al-Sulami rahimullah. He says, I learned from Usman ibn Affan, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that when they would learn from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 ayat, they would not pass those 10 until they would understand what its demand is. Then they would practice on it. He says, فَتَعَلَّمْنَا الْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلِ. We learn together knowledge and practice. جَمِيعًا. It had to go together. Then in one narration it comes, وَإِنَّهُ سَيَرِثُ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ بَعْدِنَا. After us, people will inherit this Quran. يَشْرَبُونَهُ شُرُبَ الْمَاءِ. They will drink this Quran like how you drink water. لَا يُجَاوِزُ هَذَا. But it will not pass this, and he indicated to his throat. Meaning that Quran can't enter the heart if you don't even know what it is. May Allah Tawarakala make that this jalsa, the purpose of Rawdatul Islah is not for the alim boys. It was not even at the Hibs Madrasa. Many things happened. Many things happened which I never thought about. So now just to explain to you regarding the madrasa. First, like how you mentioned, we thank. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to come to this place. Thereafter, I thank the people who made it easy for us coming. Most easiest, as I mentioned, obviously, is your wife, your family, my son. On the day when I resigned, I knew if I had to ask Mashura, must I resign? They say, hold on. So the easy way is you hand in your resignation, you come home, you're having a meal, you're smiling, everything is well. The son is not there, so the two can't gang up against me. It's only one. And he said, hey, you know what? I resigned. And at that moment there was no inna lillah from my wife. There's no way we're going to go. They said, oh, okay. So that, oh, okay, was very good. Then I went away. When my son came, she told me, son, you know what your father did? He resigned. Oh, okay. So that, oh, okay, made everything easy. To be able to come out of a place is not easy. But I came out of it for the purpose of Quran. And may Allah tabarakallah make it spread in the whole world. There was a need of us. That every person, the whole auntie also must understand Quran. Thereafter I thank those people who offered their services, who offered their areas, who offered their lands. I remember when it was at the Ikon of first hand, for me it was like a jungle. We came in here, it looked like a jungle. I had the first key in one person's house. I remember the key also. I looked at the Eye of Africa. I looked at the place where our building was coming up, one wall which still hasn't come up till today. I even wondered sometimes, am I coming to the right place? I visited a couple of other places, then Istikhara. I don't know what was so good about Akhenov, but Akhenov came in the Istikhara. I remember at that time I told someone, make one poster, call it Rauda to Islam. So he said, what Rauda mean? I said, garden. So he made a poster, what a garden. Someone looked at it and said, you got a smart madrasa. I said, that's not a book. That's one guy's picture. The madrasa hasn't got that picture at all. Alhamdulillah, today if you walk in, it's looking like a garden. And may Allah tabarakallah let it come a garden that will give out gardens to the world in show. There's a lot of people who helped. Then that person, I knew no one in Akhenov, he hosted a bride. Then in the bride, that's the best way to get to the hearts, especially of fat people. One of my best helpers in the madrasa is one fat man. I think I got him through that bride, he enjoyed the meat. And today, alhamdulillah, he has done a lot for the madrasa. And that was my first meeting with the people of Akhenov. I told them, let's have a madrasa here. They said, what's going to happen? I said, you know, I don't know, but maybe I can teach you people. Then Dr. Muhammad said, Akhenov, very good. I from my house to the surgery, I can just stop off there, have one dars and carry on. That's why he was 001 before we even started. Thereafter, how many people came to help? So now who to thank, I don't know, but let me just quickly go through the people. Those people who know who I'm speaking about will understand, but there's too many people. Those who help with the building, they understood I know nothing about building. Because I came here, I was in class, and then, amazing, the first builder who came, I ran away to this area, whole life I spoke about the Dajjal. Then I ran away, they said, you want to run away from the Dajjal, run to a place far away. So I came here. The first builder, he looked like the Dajjal. He came with that heavy eye. I looked at him, I wondered, is this the right thing? Is it neck far, butt far? Alhamdulillah, he's still there building at the moment, and most of his buildings are like straight level, but sometimes according to the eye. But then the people understood, I know nothing about buildings. So one friend came and he said, you know what, you stay in the class. And voluntarily he took over the building, Allah reward him. Then one person saw me trying to do computer work, they understood I don't know computer work at all. So they took over the computer. One person saw accounting, I was trying to make hisab of the madrasa, they understood this madrasa hisab. Even stars will wonder what happened after that. They took over the accounting. Everyone came, and everyone from their own side understood I cannot do anything. And Allah tabarakallah made it. They took over the his class. They took over the teaching, different things. Now because of this, I'm actually practically retired now. Every time they see I'm not doing that right, they say, okay, hand over this. Hardly any kitabs are left for me also, hardly anything. And then the best was, then some students came. They went into what is called the White House. You see it when you're going out. We call it a prefab, but for them it's the White House. They understood I can't even be a principal. So they became the principals. So in this madrasa, we got principals, we got builders, we got accountants, we got doctors, we got breakers. I can make one boy stand up, his name is Ubaidullah. His job is to see the strength of the building. So whenever he's in a mood, he punches somewhere. He says, I never know it's going to break, but this one broke. And then we have somebody else at the beginning. Motto of the madrasa is, we build to break. That's how the madrasa started. There was building, breaking. This jalsa wasn't supposed to be like what we are looking at now. It was going to be a very small jalsa. I even told them, have the jalsa in the classroom. We're only inviting a few people. Lucky I listen to other people's mashura, not my mashura. Otherwise you'll be sitting on the grass at the moment. Then my friend who made this place available, may Allah reward him. Going forward, then I thank the helpers on site, my nazim, the ustads, my workers. I have workers sometimes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, they'll be working on site. They have gone out of their way. I remember one time my wife even shouted me. She said, it's raining and there are 3 people, they are trying to see now why is the sewage not going out. She said, be a principal, go out. I said, Alhamdulillah, I'm no longer the principal. Those boys are principal, they must handle it. Even that, I don't even go out, and I know if I had to go out, they would tell me, go back in, go back in. Allah reward them. Today in the morning, one boy, I came out, I said, you know what? I hope everything is right, because you know, it's stressful. The boy told me, say, Ma, I don't think you can be stressed about anything, you're doing nothing. I said, we stressed. Alhamdulillah, it is that. I wasn't stressed last night, I slept. I bothered about nothing. The jalsa took place, the preparations for the jalsa, I never know who's doing what. Alhamdulillah, last night we had a dawat. It was a very tasty dawat. Unfortunately, I couldn't invite all of you. But the people who came to cook for the dawat, they thought that was the jalsa. They also, like I never thought. So one person, my one ustad from Medina Munawara, he phoned me last night, he sent a voice message. He said, Alhamdulillah, Maulana, Jazakumullah, I got the message, your jalsa went very well. The cook said the food, the crowd. I sent the message that I was really feeding the students. The jalsa is tomorrow, start making dua. So even last night, they gave a very nice dawat, may Allah reward all of these people. And finally, I thank the sponsors of the madrasa. Who are the sponsors? And that's what we want to mention. Who are the sponsors? I also don't know. But one thing, when I came to this madrasa, I did not want to, and I asked Allah, that can I never ever go to one person and I say, do you want to sponsor the madrasa? Allah saved me, alhamdulillah, for that, and I asked Allah, save me always. So who are the sponsors? The sponsors are people who are donating to the madrasa 100 rand a month, 200 rand a month, 50 rand a month. When it started, I sat with a few people. I said, I do not want one sponsor in this madrasa who then comes and he says, let's do that. You know, we put our masjid, we said, we don't want that. I want the unknown sponsors. And people went out of their way. 50 rand, 100 rand. When you're going out, you'll get a pamphlet, you'll see the madrasa details. This is what I want, the wealth of the normal people of the Ummah. The people who hardly have anything. You can also invest in that the Ummah can learn the meaning of Quran. Small amounts. I mentioned in one bayan this year, I got one friend. He is wealthy, but he is stingy like anything. Stingy like anything. So I mentioned in one bayan, even if you give 5 rand, day and day he made a debit order of 5 rand. I never knew. 1 year later, everyone is laughing. They say, you get 5 rand in your account every month. I said, hey, yeah. Hey, him. He said, Maulana, you said 5 rand. I said, we do like you say. I said, lucky you never asked me for receipt for self purposes also. Here, 5 rand. I think now after he felt shy, I told him, at least add 1 0 now. Now I don't see the 5 rand. I hope he never took out the 5 rand also. I don't see that one. As for the madrasa at present, it has gone far beyond what I thought. And I have not wanted to take responsibilities on my head. Too much more than I can manage. More of the time I'm out. So alhamdulillah, if you look on that side, you will see there's some archery, some bow and arrows. The madrasa teaches the students archery. But it's not only for the madrasa students. So when boys come for the course, they also learn archery. They did a little bit cupping. They did a little bit first aid. They swam a little bit, they sit in the classes, then they did that towards understanding Quran. Going forward, inshallah, we will make it that once a month or once every second month, we will open up for students to come to the madrasa for about 3 weeks, stay in the madrasa, learn basic courses and go away. So that's for the general people. At the moment, it's only for boys, obviously. For women, we have the online course and alhamdulillah, many have taken. I know that women study much more than men. Women study much more than men. In the online also I see that many women have understood it much more than the men. Alhamdulillah, both are there. Going forward then there were these boys who wanted to do the alim course. Allah reward them, they came. It was not the easiest to start an alim course without teachers. And because of them, then teachers were brought in the madrasa, then the boarding became difficult. Then my friends came out of the way, and now an intention has made, inshallah, to make this entire thing a darul room for the future. So you'll make dua, inshallah, at the moment it doesn't look like a very good darul room. You'll make a very solid dua that Allah makes it. That inshallah, in the next jalsa, when you're looking at it, it's something totally different. They say there's two ways of looking at a girl. You go to see her with makeup. But when you marry her and the first night the makeup comes off, then in the morning when you go back home after Fajr, you say, who you? So we could have done this makeup of this whole thing, and then later on you say, like, what's the reality? Alhamdulillah, we put you all in this thing without any makeup. This is the madrasa. Now you make dua, inshallah, that the madrasa gets some real makeup. Inshallah, Allah put it up. Allah make it successful. It is not a building, a madrasa. A madrasa has to be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. Acceptance comes, like how the bayan says, with callers. I'm the caller, you are the caller. How someone puts his money in a madrasa, we appreciate it so much. Much more than that, I would appreciate your dua for the success of the madrasa. Because money can only put up a building, and dua can get the building accepted by Almighty Allah. You all make dua for the madrasa, you make dua for this project, you make dua for everyone who has helped in Madrasa Rodatul Islam. I thank all of you all for coming. Allah Tabarakallah reward you so much. The last thing, I did tell them it's a very simple madrasa, I do not want to have lunch. My one friend said to me when he heard that, he said, please, I'll sponsor the lunch. Another one said, please, I'll sponsor the lunch. I said, I'm not taking no lunch. Whoever comes for this madrasa would come with ikhlas. So you see, we wrote a light refreshments after. Alhamdulillah, you people came, I hope you read that part. There's no lunch in this one here. They got a little bit of light refreshments. I did not want to have, we eat. I thought one time, let's fast. The other reason is I never wanted the crowd to be so big. I wanted to keep you all in the small madrasa. However, a bigger crowd came, but the food remained little. The food remained little. Allah reward you. You came with ikhlas. I think you knew there's no madrasa. One friend even said, I'll come for the bayan here, and my other madrasa got a jalsa, I'll catch the lunch there. So if you want to, you can catch a lunch somewhere else. After Maulana's program, Hazrat Maulana will give a dars regarding one of the things we are promoting in the madrasa, that all our children, boys and girls, must be active in life. So it will be about archery. Immediately after Hazrat Maulana's lecture, one boy, the first boy who's finishing Hifz of Quran, I will not speak after that, no one will speak, he will come, he will read his Quran, his last sabak. However, he's not our first student yet. But because he's finishing his last sabak today, we felt the barakah of the khatam of Quran, and then the dua of Hazrat Maulana will take us far. This boy will be regarded as our first student, inshallah, once his door is done, according to our standards that we have put in, that could take another 2-3 months, and we will give him his certificate. So he will be reading his last sabak today, but he is not yet our first student. If he finishes his door, inshallah, he will become the first Hifz student of the madrasa. As soon as Hazrat Maulana will make the dua, then we will all start moving towards this side. This is where the food is. So naturally, even if I don't tell you it's there, the nose will bring us. Once we come there, they'll open the curtains. The boys who have done well in archery, all of them have done well. They will show you one course of what is called shooting. Your children can reach that level, inshallah, in about 4 weeks. So what you will see them now is not something so hard, in 3 weeks. My teacher says he got his other boys in 3 weeks there. So it's not something so hard. You can also learn it one day. Your children can learn it. Your wife can also learn it. So 2 small boys will go that side and show the woman also. So then in the future, it comes in your house, have a work. So if someone doesn't behave, they understand. You can put a bow and arrow. So each one can tell the other that I know how to shoot also. This is a unique fun, a unique feel. Hazrat Maulana will discuss that. May Allah Tabarakallah reward all of you for your patience, for sitting in this program. May Allah Tabarakallah accept your coming. Jazakumullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.